church with the word of God. Come see us at the Word.
God on parade to the sanctuary. My God, my King on the march. Somebody shout, God is on parade. And go ahead and say, my King is on the march. The singers are out in front, the band behind, the maidens in the middle with castanets. The whole choir blesses God. Like a fountain of praise, Israel blesses God. Look, little Benjamin's out front and leading. Princes of Judah in their royal robes, princes of Zebulun, princes of Naphtali, parade your power, O God, the power, O God, that makes us what we are. Woo! Is that awesome? Parade your power, O God, the power, O God, that makes us what we are. How many of you want God to parade his power? Glory to God. How many of you want him to show up and show out in your life? Anybody here need him to do something? Okay, maybe that's it. Come on, you need him to do something? We say, well, we just so needy. Well, I'm sorry, I need God to do something for me. I think the church has got too heady and high-minded to the point that we try to use our self-efforts and be motivational. I told you last Sunday, I'm not your life coach and I'm not your motivational speaker. I'm a preacher of righteousness. And I want to tell you that if you ever needed the Lord before, you sure do need him now. Parade your power, O God. Parade your power, O God. The power, O God, that has made us what we are. How many of you know if it was not for the Lord on your side, you know you would be nowhere where you are right now. Amen. Glory. Now let's go over to Psalms chapter 118. And I want to read this out of the King James. And originally I told them, just a few verses, but I want to read from verse 23 all the way down to the end. Is that going to be a problem? Can y'all pull that up? All right. They didn't answer, so I'm just going to go on. And by faith, I'm declaring that in Jesus' name because they're awesome. And I want you to read this out aloud with me on the count of three. One, two, three, read. This is, hold on. How many believers are in here? Come on, read like you're a believer. One, two, three, read. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Come on. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Where are you at? Look at your neighbor and say, we will. No, come on. I told you, gave you instructions. Say, we will. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Pastor Linda didn't even know what I was going to preach, but now look at the next verse. One, two, three, read. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Glory to God. Is that the last one? I think we have another one. We have a few more. God is the Lord. Read with me. Which has showed us light, bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, and I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Let's read that again one more time. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is. Can I get a witness in here right now? Who knows that's true? Woo! Say it one more time. Oh, give thanks. No, don't say it after me. Say it with me. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Somebody shout right now because you love him in here. I want to talk about for a while today. Let's have a parade. Glory to God. How many of you, this is something in our house we do on Thanksgiving morning, on Christmas morning. We get up And while we're cooking breakfast or getting ready for lunch or whatever, we turn the TV on, the Macy's Day Parade. How many of you get up on holiday mornings and turn the parades on? And it's amazing that no matter how old you are, there's still something that just brings smile on your face. Something that just, oh, there's Snoopy. And you know, all of a sudden, here come the stories. Oh, I remember when I used to look at Snoopy cartoons when I was little. There's something about the parade that you attach yourself to. Nothing about the parade makes you depressed. Nothing about the parade brings you down. Nothing about the parade makes you think about how broke you are, how sick you are, how depressed you are, how nothing right in your life is working out. Everything about the parade is to make you be lifted up. I want to read to you just one more time. Psalm chapter 68 out of the Message Bible. See God on parade. To the sanctuary. Where is he headed? To a sanctuary. My God and my King is on the march. Singers are out in front. The band is behind. Maidens are in the middle with castanets. The whole choir blesses God. Like a fountain of praise, Israel blesses God. Now, then he gets down to the end and he says, parade your power, O God. The power, O God, that has made us what we are. Now, if I said to you, you know, well, when you come into the house of the Lord, there should be a rejoicing in your mouth. When you come into the presence of God, there should be a thankfulness in your mouth. There should be something inside of you that says, thank God I made it to the house of the Lord today. Thank you, Jesus, that I'm able to be among your people and be counted in the household of faith. I didn't think I was going to have to pull this off, but I'm going to have to chop a little wood today. I can already tell you. And now somebody's response to that many times is this. Well, I'm just not an emotional person. Well, here's the thing about it. You might not be emotional about God, but if I gave you many scenarios in your life, can you talk about your children without emotion? Can you talk about a promotion without emotion? If I handed you a blank check that was signed and said, make it out for whatever you want, would you get emotional? Oh my. Are you hearing me in here right now? If your employer called you in tomorrow and gave you a $20,000 a year raise, would you get emotional? But here's the thing. I'm not asking you today to be emotional. I'm asking you today, is there anyone that is thankful? Because being thankful is different from being emotional. Glory to God. Woo! When I'm emotional, I'm sensed by what's going on around me. But when I'm thankful, I know the result of why I'm thankful. Regardless if my cabinets are full or if my cabinets are empty, I am thankful because I believe that God is good and God will provide and God has never failed me and he won't fail me now. I believe that one of the greatest deceptions, I talked about this a little bit on Wednesday, those of you here, how many of you were here Wednesday night? Do not miss Wednesday night part two about we don't know no man after the flesh. And one of those things that I said, the Holy Spirit just could not let me get away from that, putting that today, is that we have allowed this spirit of complacency to make its way, not just overcome a word, to the church as a whole, to where we come in, serve me, sing me, praise me, lead me, guide me, do me, so I can just go out and jump back in my own thing. I want to know if there's anyone in this place today that you on your own have a reason to be thankful and an attitude of gratitude. Shakalabasa. Shalalaboboshi. Hold on. Don't get me all tuned up. Hold on. Hold on, because I want to preach. I feel right now, I'll just take off. I'll take off running. People used to think that was a joke a couple of Sundays ago. I showed you, I lapped this place. Woo, and wasn't even out of breath. One of the greatest deceptions that has come against the church is what has been allowed, and that's that we in the church have stopped showing visible signs of being thankful for what God has done. Yesterday, I had this, we had Awesome Koi's men's breakfast. Man, it was awesome. I mean, we just talked about God and how awesome God is and making a mark on the stamps of young men and young boys' lives as godly men. And then after that, Brother Art and I jumped on our bikes and took off riding. And our trip going was awesome because not knowing that I was being assisted by the wind behind me, we get to where we stop, we visit, we start coming back. And on the way back, we're talking, we're riding, and Brother Art's much more fluent in riding than I am. And so we're riding, and I'm just like, whoo, I don't remember us being this hard. And he said, you feel that? And all of a sudden, whoo, he's like, we're having to go back into the wind again. We were being assisted coming down by the wind, but now the turn of events is now that the wind is coming against us. Now, I want to just tell you that was not an easy task, riding in the wind. Okay, glory. I know some of you are just like, how is this working in the message? Just hang on with me. Don't lose. Hold on. I've never let you down. Hang in here with me. What does this matter? I want to let you know that it'd been very easy back, because we were down there by the flea market. It'd been very easy somewhere down there by the country club just to have said, Nathan, I need you to come pick me up right now. But the reward of why I was riding would have been dismissed. Glory to God. And it was this morning Miss Connie was talking about having a testimony, and she was saying that someone said, Joyce Myers, someone said, many people don't want to go through the test. All they have is a whinamony. Well, you could go a long ways with that, the poutamony, the depressedamony. I mean, I heard T.D. Jake say, you want God to bless you, but you won't endure the testimony. You just want the money, not the test. You want the money of the prosperity, but you don't want the test. Oh, glory. Well, I didn't think I had many amens on that, but that's all right. It's the truth anyways. And that so we ride all the way here, and of course, we had chain events where I stopped here instead of going all the way to home. And I'm sitting at home thinking, you know, man, I wish I would have went ahead and went this rest of the way with him, you know, and got this whole thing out, because I have set this challenge for myself. How many of you know you need to set goals for yourself? Okay. You need to set goal. I set this goal of this one hill that when we ride, I have to get off and walk up the hill because I hadn't quite made it. Now, he's doing his part because he's helping show me how to work this bicycle and to gear down and change gears and all this. So he's doing his part to help me. But even though he's trying to help me, there's still a certain amount that I must do on my own. Glory to God. See, God has already done everything. When Jesus said, it is finished, don't let any preacher, don't let nobody deceive you. When Jesus said, it is finished, that meant every single thing is done. Now what happens now is our part if we stay the course. Okay. That's why Paul says in Romans 8 and 18, the trouble of this present time, it's not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Meaning what? Don't get it twisted. I got trouble going on in this present time. But even though trouble is going on, rest assured, Jesus has already defeated anything. Now I've got to get my eyes off the trouble, and I've got to get my eyes set on the go. Oh, God. God is on parade. And he's revealing his power, his power. Now, what do I want to look at? I want to be part of this parade where, oh, glory. And I want you to go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Oh, let me finish my story. So I set this goal wanting to go up this hill, so I didn't go over there. So sitting in my house yesterday evening, I'm just sitting there and I'm like, man, I don't feel like I finished what I started. So I get up and get my dogs and say, well, I'm going to take the dogs on a walk. Now, the thought of that was a great thought. Yeah, because I'll be able to walk and I'll get some exercise. And my dogs will, you know, get out and run around, get to run around. That'd be great. It was amazing how many times I was tempted to stop when I'm just simply trying to harness my dogs. My dogs had nothing to do with it. But just the, get your leg in here, lay down, sit. My dog obeys commands. Pastor Linda's dog has not quite graduated to that point yet. But my dog only obeys one command, down, and she'll lay down. But the minute I start coming toward her with that harness, she forgot that she's supposed to obey the command. And so she takes off, and I say, down, Lucy, and she lays down. So she still obeyed. But the minute I come toward her with the harness, she gets back up. I'm down, and I'm like, hold on, I'm not supposed to be chasing you. So I start walking around the neighborhood with these dogs, and it's little things that happen. That's, you know, it's not no big thing, but it was just something else. It would be like, oh, let's just go home. You ever had that happen? Where you just set yourself out to do something, and just wasn't just one big gigantic thing. It was just little big things to where you were just like, oh, let's go home. Let's just go home. Let's just go home. No, you have to set yourself up that I'm accomplishing this task that I'm set on. And because of that, when I got to what was going to be the end, and the little kids were with me, and they were like turning to go, I said, hold on, we're going to go a little bit further. Let's go a little bit farther down the road. Let's make that track a little bit more. Why? Because my mindset was, all right, if we came this far and we had this much trouble, but we are still successful because we made it here, let's just go a little bit more. Glory to God. Come on. I'm telling you, this has everything to do with being thankful, because our mindset that, let me go, there used to be a mindset in church that, and I'm talking about church in general, that my mind was this: no matter what I'm going through, God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. But somehow the mindset has came in that I'm thankful because I can look around and see. And if I see certain things in my life, then I have a reason to be thankful. I want to tell you that you always have a reason to be thankful. This is the day that the Lord has made. Didn't ask you what was going on in the day. He said, just because I've made this day, rejoice and be glad in it. Are you hearing me in here? Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. When it comes up, everybody read. 1, 2, 3, read. No, come on, read it like somebody's got the Holy Ghost in here. 1, 2, 3, read. And how many of you know that's a powerful statement? I want to show you what the Lord showed me. Next verse. Pray without ceasing. Next verse. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So the beginning of this was rejoice evermore. Did I say evermore? Rejoice evermore. All right? Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. Something the Lord showed me. The word thanks literally means express gratitude. So in everything, express gratitude. Okay. Now I want you to know this word, give. The word is not be. In everything, be thankful. No. In everything, give thanks. So I'm tired of little children passing away and somebody getting up to preach and say, well, God just did this because he is gathering flowers for the master's bouquet. I mean, everything is not the will of God. Everything that happens is not God. Well, God wanted to do this. Okay, well, I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer here. I'm trying to show you a principle here. But what does that mean? That in everything that happens, there's an opportunity to give thanks. You know, some people actually thought that I was unspiritual because when I fell down on the ice and at first thought maybe I had cracked my hip, that I was like, well, praise God. You know, I didn't have to go to the doctor. I didn't have to walk around with a crutch. They're like, it sounds like you're trying to give thanks to God that you fell down. What kind of crazy person would give thanks that I fell down? But because I fell down, there's still an opportunity to give thanks. Because whatever the outcome should have been, it was not the same. Okay, well, praise God. Some of you are sitting here today because the hand of God was on your life. A bullet passed you by, a car passed you by, something happened that shouldn't have happened, something took place that shouldn't have took place. You're not here today because God wanted you to go out. You're here today because God made a way of escape for you. And in whatever situation you are, the trouble of this present time, it does not matter what situation you're in, there's an opportunity to give God thanks somewhere. Is there anybody that's thankful? Give thanks. In everything, express gratitude. In everything, express that gratitude. The word rejoice, rejoice evermore. That word rejoice is the Greek word chairo, C-H-A-I-R-O. And it means this, to be cheerful. To be cheerful. I want to show you something. Oh, glory. Before we see, pray without ceasing. We see, rejoice evermore. Because depression loves to find its attitude into your prayer time. I don't know how I'm going to make it. I'm telling you the truth. Trouble and trial wants to find its way into your prayer time. But before we get to pray without ceasing, first we see rejoice evermore. What did I say rejoice means? To be cheerful, to be joyful, to be well. What's that mean? To be well. It's well with my soul. You know, everything in my life is not going perfect at the moment, but it is well with my soul. Father, I thank you that you are in control. Father, I thank you that you are a way maker. I thank you that you are my provider. I thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh. I thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha. I thank you that you are the shepherd. You are my good shepherd. I thank you that you lead me and guide me. I thank you that you are good all the time. And all the time you are good. I thank you that your mercies are new every morning. I thank you that sin shall not have dominion over me. And you will be merciful to my unrighteousness. I thank you, Lord, for your goodness. I thank you. I'm thankful, oh God. Pray without ceasing. But before you can pray without ceasing, what's the first thing you should put in check? Rejoice evermore. Now you pray without ceasing, then what happens? Give thanks. Come on, are you in here with me right now? In everything, give thanks. What? This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Why is it deception for the enemy to convince you that you don't have anything to be thankful for? Because if Satan can convince you that any success and any good thing that you have is because of you, then he has won. Glory. Let me give you an example. When you can no longer desire to allow a thank you, Lord, a praise God, a oh thank you Jesus, a glory, hallelujah, to come from your lips because you worked hard and you went to school and you had to drive that beat up car and you did without and you took care of yourself. I don't care how much success that you can attribute to yourself, you would be nowhere if it was not for the goodness of the Lord. Oh, I'm looking for you in here right now. I'm looking for somebody that knows that it is only the good. This is the Lord's doing. And I'm looking around in my life. It don't matter what I got, what I don't got. I still have a reason to be thankful and to bless His holy name. The fact I'm awake today is a reason to give Him praise. The fact I walked in to God's house is a reason to give Him praise today. Are you in here with me today? Come on, look at somebody and tell them, I'm thankful. Oh, come on, I wouldn't even believe you. I'm sitting by you. Tell them, I got a reason to be thankful. I got a reason to be thankful. Hold on, let me just stop right here, you know, because I'm not running my time out, but let me just stop right here and just say, I want to look at you, I want you to look at me. Can you look at me for a minute? Do you have any element of your life that you can attribute totally and completely to God alone? I mean, it could be success. It could be the fact your family's here. It could be the fact that you are here. Come on now. Come on. I said, somebody, it was your own bullet that tried to take you out. It was your own car that tried to take you. Come on now. Can you anywhere in your life attribute thankfulness to just God anywhere in your life? I mean, not the kind of I'm wondering about it. But I truly can say this was the Lord. This is the Lord's doing in my life. Could we just take like just 3 seconds to acknowledge that right now? You are thankful anywhere for any single thing that He has done in your life. I'm not trying to give you an emotional high today. I'm not trying to massage your feelings and your emotions. I'm trying to tell you that no matter what is going on in your life, you have something to be thankful to God for. And even your attitude of how you present to God. He said, put me in remembrance of my word. Yes. When I come to God, I don't have to complain. I can just put Him in remembrance of His word. But even my attitude about that has to be proper and right. What's that mean? Rejoice evermore. Be thankful. I like to say it that way, an attitude of gratitude. Lord, I'm thankful. I mean, I am. I'm telling you right now, He's promised us so much in His word. He's never failed anyone. He's not starting with us. Glory to God. Anybody have something you're believing God to do supernaturally in your life? Let me tell you, I don't know each one of you individually what it is. Some of you I know, some of you I don't, and some of you have just, I mean, there's a lot of things I'm believing God to do that's going to take supernatural power for Him to do. But let me tell you, the one thing that I'm sure of standing here looking at you with your hand raised is this. He's never failed anyone. He's not starting with you. Oh, glory. I mean, if anything, you need to get down off your high horse thinking, if God has an impeccable, resume, that He's not going to allow your thing to put a blemish on His perfect record. Oh, glory. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. When you get over there, shout, I'm there. Whoop, that's fast. You must have these little markers like I do. I'm there now. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. You can't even boast, well, I came to the Lord. No, by grace are you saved. I mean, we used to say, can't nobody do you like Jesus. I love that song. But, well, you know, the main thing was we sang the verse. I came to Jesus just as I was so weary. My heart was so sad, so sad. I found in him a sweet old resting place. He's made me glad. Oh, can't nobody. But the whole idea is we're saying, I came to Jesus just as I was. And when I started reading that, I thought of that song, and I was like, that don't even work even there, though. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. Meaning what? Go to John. He chose me before I chose him. All I was doing was walking out what he already done. Glory to God. I can't even take credit. I came to the Lord. No, I just fulfilled what he had already set in motion. Glory to God. That of yourselves, for it, what is he talking about? It is salvation. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. That word boast means to rejoice or to joy or to glory. Meaning what? I can't boast in my works. But I want to share with you today how that you can boast in the Lord. Galatians chapter 6, verse 14. And let's look over at the Amplified Bible. But far be it from me to glory in anything or anyone except, somebody shout except. Except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, through whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. So no matter where I am and what I have accomplished, what good I have done, what wealth I have obtained, whatever status I may have or good that I may have come from me, my attitude of thankfulness must be, this is the Lord's doing. Glory to God. Well, if you just knew how much overtime I worked so that I could get that. If you just knew that the Lord gave you the breath and the health and the blood running warm in your veins and your heart pumping when it should not have. Oh, come on now. What does that mean? Everything in my life I can attribute of thankfulness. I'm thankful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Linda and I heard months and months and months ago, we were watching Brother Copeland, and I think it was Jerry Savelle that was on there with him. And Jerry Savelle said, every single thing that happens in our life, we just say, this is like months ago, we just say, that's the favor of God. That's the favor of God. That's the favor of God. When I started looking at about boasting, and I will not glory except in the cross, I realized, because Pastor Linda, from that time to now, currently, that's exactly what we do. We get to Walmart, we get a front place, we say, that's the favor of God. We have this one, we like to go to Albertsons, we have this one parking spot right there by the door, and we always like, oops, somebody got in our spot. But when there's nobody in our spot, and we pull in, we go, that's the favor of God. Say, well, that sounds like you're trying to brag. That's right, I'm bragging on him. I'm boasting on him. Not of myself. I don't have any, there's nothing about me to brag about. People used to tell me, oh, you play great. You're a great player. Oh, you play the piano so good. Pray for me that I can have that same anointing on me. And I remember saying, you know, I didn't take lessons. I've not been to school. I can't read any kind of note on a page. It's like big circles jumping up and around on a fence somewhere. It does not make sense to me at all. What can I say? That even that gift is not mine to receive glory for. I got to be, oh, come on. Look around your life. The essence of your life should be thankfulness. Are you thankful? or do you allow the enemy to put a spotlight on what is missing in your life? And that seems to get your attention. Well, I got a whole lot of stuff to be thankful for, but this is going on. No. Because everything that God did here and here and here and here and here is a testimony that he will do this thing that must be. Oh, see, some of you have already checked out and you look like you're ready to go to Snoozeville. But I just want to tell you, there has to be an attitude of gratitude in your life. There has to be something to be thankful about. Every minute of your life should be thankful. My brother-in-law is sitting over here, and the doctors have just said this, and they said that, and they said this, and they said that. But you know why we're still happy? Not because, well, the transplant doctors are moving him up on the list. We're thankful because months ago, doctors already told us it's over with. And every day that he wakes up, every breath that he breathes, either on his own or with the aid of oxygen, just tells us that God is not through, because it ain't over until God says it is over. See, you've been allowing everything around you to dictate your praise. You've been allowing everything around you to dictate your thankfulness. The fact that you are where you are at this point in time right now means what? God has a plan. God has a purpose. God has a destiny. And what he has started in your life, he will perform it and complete it. This is the Lord's doing. This is the Lord's doing. I shared this with people on Monday, and then on Wednesday night that I got so aggravated at seeing people post on Facebook this same little thing. They just shared it all over Facebook about, here's the church on Easter Sunday morning, and the place was packed out. Here's the church next Sunday, and there's one dude sitting in the church. And at first I got mad about that. I was like, boy, people just need to stop. They just need to quit. Why? Because the idea is that whoever showed up, praise God, let's just believe that God does something supernatural in their life. Thank you for the opportunity to even see you in God's house that day. Let us make sure something gets imparted. But then sitting in my office yesterday, the guys right here just playing music, just fooling around. And I'm sitting in my office, and the Holy Spirit brings that picture to my mind. And I'm like, Lord, I just believe that some of the people that came on Easter are going to come back. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, if that is just one, if just that one guy shows up in church today, are you still going to be thankful? And are you still going to celebrate that Jesus is alive? I say, yes, Lord. Woo! Don't allow your I need, I need, I need, I need, I need, I need, I need to take the place of thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, real quick. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. While you're turning, won't you just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How many of you have a reason to be thankful? Just look over at your neighbor on the left and the right. That means some of you have to look across the aisle. That means some of you may have to tell the person in front of you, because maybe they ain't sitting right next to you. But tell somebody on the left and the right, I got a reason to be thankful today. Glory to God. Woo! You know, we used to sing that song, when I think about Jesus and what he's done for me, I could shout, 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 shout all night. That's right. Isn't that awesome? Because all I got to do is just think about what he has done. Just think about, for the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Okay, glory to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. No, verse 17. Let's start verse 17. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us. Somebody say, it's working for me. Works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. If you don't have this in your notes or know this, you know the word temporal means temporary. Many of you do. But the word temporal actually means this: for the occasion only. Meaning whatever is going on in your life didn't come to stay. It came to pass. It means what? It means for a season. And if we believe the word of God, according to the prophets, for every time there's a season. Good night. Meaning what? We can't just live in summer all the time. We just can't live in spring all the time. I'm going to tell you, I'm loving these cold mornings and warm afternoons. I'm loving them a lot. But my friend back there, Brother Art, he likes a hot. He's like, bypass this and get me to 100 degrees. I'm like, the devil is a liar, Brother Art. I'm telling you. But we just can't, what's that mean? That it doesn't matter which one we love the most. There's other people in here that they love the snow. We'll be praying like, Lord, let the snow pass us by. And they'll be standing in the back going, no, let us know. Let us know. And everybody works outside. It's like, come work with me for a while. You won't like the snow. But meaning what? We can't just be in one thing all the time. It's not going to stay that way. Well, I'd love it to be like this. That's what I think about. It's awesome about heaven. I believe that heaven is going to be like 57 with a slight little degree, a little wind blowing, just a slight. Some of you think heaven's going to be like 65. Some of you think it's going to be like 101. But whatever it's going to be, it's going to be heaven for me. Glory to God. But down here, what I see with my eyes is temporal. It's temporary. It's seasonal. My God in heaven. It's subject to change. Well, I'm having a tough time with my job. Well, get your mind on being thankful to God, because that situation is not there to last forever. It is subject to change. Woo! It is temporary. It is only for a season. It is for the occasion only. Can you get your eyes off of that stuff that is temporal? And can you set yourself what is unseen? Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are good all the time. All the time you are good. Thank you, God. It should not be to where we cannot testify. To where when someone sees us coming, they run the other way. Because they know when we get done with them, they're going to feel like they need to go sit at a comedy movie and jack themselves back up. It should be that when someone sees us coming, that something inside of them is like, oh, boy, I know they always have an encouraging word from the Lord. How can you always have an encouraging word from the Lord in your life? Because if you just simply look at what God has done for you, what He has brought you through, where He has brought you from. Well, I ain't made it all the way yet, but look where you are right now compared to where you used to be. I mean, I'm looking at some of you right now, and when I hear your testimonies of where you come from, and you tell what's gone on in your life, and how far God has brought you from, and all the things that you've went through. Well, you don't tell all of them, but some of the things that you went through. And then I see you with your hands rejoicing. I see some of you in the choir, some of you in declarations, in the band, in the media, ushers, greeters, working, serving, shaking hands, hugging people. I'm just like, God, this is the Lord's doing. How many of you know if it was not for God, you would not be right here right now? From that is where thankfulness comes from. When I think of what He has done, it's not me. There's nothing in me that's worth boasting. What am I going to boast in? I'm going to boast in the fact that Jesus paid it all, and all to Him I owe. I'm going to boast in the fact that God has saved me and redeemed me and washed me in the blood of Jesus. I mean, next week we'll talk about what happens in the parade. But I want to tell you today, that it's not God's plan for you to be a spectator in the parade. It's God's plan for you to be a participator in the parade. You know, oh goodness, that very song, He Loves Us. Oh, how He loves us. Do you know what that song is? That song is boasting in Him. He loves us. Me and Yumika, Wednesday night, I was telling her, we were walking out of the church, and Dr. Earl had called me Wednesday and said, I want to send you some DVDs. And I told Yumika, I said, I'm going to watch these DVDs, but they're probably going to be where we can have another grace school. And she said, man, that's awesome how God brings that stuff to us. And I said, oh, she'll remember this. I just went, He loves us. He loves us. Hold on, that almost sounds like we're bragging. That's right, we're bragging. He loves us. Glory to God. If we're going to brag, let's brag about Him. Well, look at my car. I wouldn't even have a car if it wasn't for Him. I'm telling you right now, I ain't going to stand up here. I've done some dumb stuff. I've done some crazy hot mess. I've been involved in stuff I shouldn't be. But what is the one thing that is consistent in my life? He is good. And I've got to have an attitude to be thankful for what He has done in my life. If I'm going to brag, let me brag on Him. If I'm going to boast, let me boast. I mean, but yes. But is, again, rejoice evermore, be thankful. Actually, one translation of rejoice means rejoice exceedingly. Well, that's just too much. Well, it depends on what happened in your life. If you thought it was too much, maybe you hadn't been through some of the stuff somebody else has been through. Maybe you came to church a way a lot different than other people come to church. You might have drove in your car. Somebody else may have had to walk to have got here today. Come on now. You may have went down to the store and bought all your clothes. Somebody else may have went to the Salvation Army and got theirs. Or somebody might not even had nothing if somebody had not blessed them and gave them what they're wearing today. What's that mean? No matter where you are, there's still a reason to be thankful and have an attitude of gratitude. Thank you, Lord. Not His desire for you just to be a spectator, but for you to be a participator. Participate. Parade. Can you pull up that before we leave Psalms in the Message Bible? Parade your power, oh God. Parade your power, oh God. The power, oh God, that made us what we are. Parade your power, O God. Parade your power, O God. The power that has made us what we are. Whatever I am, I am what I am. But by the grace of God. Glory to God. Does anybody love Him in here? Glory to God. I want you to stand if you just stand. And before we do anything else, can we just take just a moment here to worship Him? And I don't want to have to tell you what to say. Can you just look in your life, just take a quick inventory of your life, and could you just find a reason somewhere right now, something that you can, just with your mouth and your own words, just you that, you know, I'm not asking you to run around to 20 people and tell them, just you out loud with your own mouth. You don't have to shout it, scream it. You can do it however you want, but out loud, can you confess somewhere in your life?